Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 147, and the third episode of Doug's Fate Core game, Amped Up. In this episode, we venture outside of the Amping Clinic. There are some interesting world events afoot, and another fight breaks out. Now, as always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. You can also send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. Okay, we are recording.
Hey.
Hello.
Everybody leans into the mic at once.
Hello.
Right.
So we were chatting before we turned the mics on here, and here's the question for the our very loyal few, you happy few.
Mm-hmm. You mean Roy's mom?
Yeah. Man of
told you she doesn't know.
All right, here's the question. Just gonna throw it out there without comment or editorial.
Better movie.
Which is the better movie, Man of Steel or Titanic?
Discuss.
And we will take your responses through phone, email,
Facebook.
You know, whatever.
I need to see if there's a way signal. to put a poll on Facebook.
You could probably embed a link from another website.
Google. Yeah, you could do it probably through Google, right?
I'm sorry, what is Google? No.
What is this?
I've
Google?
Never heard of Google.
The Googles.
Are we?
It's this really cool webpage. You type in anything, and it finds webpages. I don't know if you all have heard of this.
Just two.
You have five stunts.
I have four.
Two.
You get two. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what that's for. Okay.
By the way, we are the Rusak Gamers.
Are we?
Yes. I'm Roy. And
still.
And
I'm Doug. I'm running the game tonight. Tonight is game. Three or two. Game three of our Fate Core game.
Session three.
Session four.
Well, character creation, like they say in the book, is part of the game.
Okay.
All right. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm playing Anthony Marcone.
Hi, I'm Todd, and I'll be playing David Lee Barrett.
Anthony Marcone is the son of the Don. I'll just give my high concept. You got you.
My high concept is reclusive law student.
I'm Bill, and I'm playing Basil Salt, renowned nanotech researcher.
And I'm Roy. I'm playing Tom Dooley. He is a kleptomaniac drifter. And let's see.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was listening to that song that day in the lab, and that's how come I picked the name. Jason.
Is that on your playlist?
Yeah.
Tom Dooley.
It's a good song.
Like the Peter, Paul, and Mary version?
The Everly Brothers version?
No, the Metallica version.
Ooh, I bet that would be good.
Sesame Street version. Who are you kidding?
I'm going to have to take you out of my top five, Roy.
I found a few collections of 50s.
Thank God you were listening to Puff the Magic Dragon.
50s and 60s.
Hey, I used to play that.
So
I'm Puff.
We have degraded again to away from the game.
I wouldn't call it degraded.
Made it better.
Okay, so last right. time.
Well, first off, Jason can't be here tonight. Joe can't be here tonight, so we're going to carry on without him.
Okay, so last time in our first actual play game, all the characters came to the clinic to get their autofocus implanted. Jeff's character, Anthony, was drug in against his will, and his two bodyguards paid lots of money to have him amped.
Yes.
Yes.
A couple of mooks.
Quick question. Did we know what happened to his bodyguards?
We don't know what happened to anybody at this point.
They're just gone.
They're just gone. They weren't in the room with the rest of us then.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So one by one, you each were taken back, given a physical. You had a little chat with a doctor. You sedated. When you wake up, you're in a recovery room. With about 20 other people-ish. There's somebody who's flatlined off in the corner, and no one else is around.
Are we in beds?
Yes, you're in beds.
Right. We were in beds.
We were in beds. Yeah. We ended up, and then we got up, we looked around, we found our files. We checked out the woman who had flatlined. Apparently, they had started the procedure to amp her with the auto-neurofocus.
Neural autofocus.
Dang. Anyway, she had flatlined. She was dead. The procedure didn't work.
And while we were standing there,
a couple of three thugs came in. We'd gotten our files, and they told us that we were to come with them. And, because we're a bunch of ugly amps.
Filthy amps. Yeah, filthy amps.
Oh, okay.
Get your damn dirty paws off me. Yeah. So I was going to go with them because I didn't want to be amped until I kind of realized that they were going to, you know, just pull it out and not, without really, you know, avoiding the delicacies of it. And then, we fought. Joe went up because he's the Boy Scout, and we fought with him and we took him out. Now Joe is wearing one of their suits, and we've got a van and we've got a destination and some ID cards, and we're heading to.
And I got a pocket.
We haven't got anywhere yet.
We're about to head to where they sent us to.
Last time we finished, we were going out into the waiting room.
Oh, I thought we were heading to the van.
No.
Okay.
Well, we were heading to the van, but we hadn't even got to the waiting room.
We were going to the van to go to the warehouse to find out who sent these guys to come and get us and kill us.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple important plot points from last time. Basil, when he was searching through the nurse's station, found a fragment of a engineering drawing. The drawing had
a name on it.
The name on it.
Jim Howard.
Jim Howard.
Right.
And you can tell it was kind of the design for the neural amp, and stamped across it is property of U.S. government.
Oh, okay.
Stealing from the government is wrong.
Yes. At this point, now that we've had the amps in, we're normal, right?
We're going to get to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're going to get to you. I think it was Joe who succeeded on the notice roll with Style to see the tattoo.
Yeah. EM.
Yeah.
On the hand?
On the hand. Yeah. And so Joe noticed on the inside of their hand is a stylized EM.
On everybody's?
Well, no. On the three thugs.
Thugs. That's not PC.
The mooks.
Tom made an enemy of one of the mooks.
Oh, yeah. Shaved his head.
You take out the three thugs. Find they have ID badges for some place called Elysium.
Okay.
EM.
EM. EM. Okay. You have three batons now. I think Joe put on one of the black suits. They're all wearing kind of like Men in Black suits.
Okay.
So Joe puts one on. Okay. So, Todd.
Yes.
David Lee Barrett. Barnett?
Yes. Barrett.
David Lee Barrett wakes up. You wake up and there's some movement going on around you. You see people are getting up and getting dressed. You hear the monotone flat line in the background.
Beep.
That room's kind of dark. You're hooked up to an IV and a heart monitor. All your stuff's at the end of the bed. You got the amp because you were a sociopath.
Yes.
And, you were trying to overcome that. So.
It's so unlike Todd.
I know. So before, as a sociopath, where you had trouble understanding people's emotions.
Right.
And you had trouble kind of fitting into society because you didn't really know what role to play as a puppet.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's how it is.
You're identifying with the sociopath here, and that's scary.
I watch a lot of Dexter.
Okay. Don't be a puppet. Be like Dexter.
So now when you wake up, when you look around the people around you, you instantly recognize each emotion that each person's playing out.
Okay.
So now.
So I'm empathic.
Instead of being a sociopath, now you are empathic.
Okay.
I like that, empathic.
So you can make him break down and crying and stuff, things like that. He's just so overwhelmed with everything. He just feels too much.
That could be. That'd be a good way to compel it.
That's nice.
I just stopped to cry.
Too much.
It just hurts too bad. Okay, so
I can see all sides.
The mooks charge the room. They demand that everybody get on the floor, and they're going to basically handcuff everybody and take them away. There's about 18, 20 people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them kind of run to the middle of the room around you. You see one guy who looks kind of like an old fighter go up to deal with him. You see the guy who you could swear is homeless because of the way he smells,
mm-hmm.
kind of mulling around, and then he's just gone, and you don't know where he went.
Hey, okay. I took a shower before they did the surgery. It was mandatory.
Okay. You see this one nerdy kind of guy up at the nurse's station who kind of ducks down and is going through the files and stuff.
Okay.
And you see another guy who seems sure of himself, who kind of goes up and says, do you know who I am?
Very well dressed.
Do you know who I am?
Okay. Yeah.
Very well dressed. Nice tie.
Okay.
Good shoes.
They take out the three mooks.
Okay.
And the guys around you, the herd that you're in the middle of, I mean, they kind of don't know what to do. They're kind of all hanging around. And so you have all your stuff. You have whatever you brought with you.
Mm-hmm.
And these three guys searching the bodies, they're talking about, we have these IDs. We have the keys to the van now. What are we going to do? Well, that's okay. Where you come in.
All right. First thing that I do is I pull out the IVs, undo everything on me. Am I wearing like a, you know, the hospital
yes.
gown?
You got okay. the gown open in the back.
Where's the three mooks? Somebody just took clothes off of one of the mooks?
Yeah. On one side of the room, there's like double doors and there's two mooks down there. And then on the other side of the room, there's like a one doorway where mm-hmm. you guys probably leads back out to the lobby.
Okay.
And your clothes are in a bag at your feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the bag you were given in the pre-op.
Okay.
That you put all your stuff in, has your name written on it. It's hanging at the foot of the bed.
Okay.
Mine has cookies.
Yes.
I look down at my clothes and they seem awfully ostentatious. I don't really care for that. So I'm going to steal one of the sets of clothes off of one of the mooks. It's a black suit, correct?
Black suit.
Yes. That seems me, although I don't like the tie.
So. Okay.
What do we call it? Sears Chic. Or
Sears Chic.
Like
yeah.
Like that last time.
JCPenney Chic.
It's the best.
Macy's.
Macy's Chic.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I do. I'll go ahead and I put on one of those.
Not that there's anything wrong with Macy's.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
it's TJ Maxx chic.
Not that there's anything wrong with TJ Maxx.
But that's like the discount. Buy it off the rack and wear it out of the store.
And I start looking for the homeless guy.
And
I'm like, yeah, you saw me go out the door with the.
Oh, that you. Guy. He going, said you just disappeared. And
oh no. Well, I do end up appearing later on.
Oh, okay.
Once the fighting's over, he kind of walks back out of the herd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. It within reason, everything that's in the bag is we can have.
Oh, it's all your stuff.
Okay.
It's what you came in with. So
oh, okay.
It's your clothes, your wallet, watch.
Okay. What I'm saying is that I have a like a small pocket knife. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I can't have like a laser pistol or something like that. I just want to be sure.
No, I took that. I've got the laser pistol.
Okay.
There's three batons.
Okay.
Yeah, they.
Well, I grab one of the batons. And you know what? When I pick up the baton, although it feels right. It just feels like I should have this.
It's got a nice weight to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of
yeah.
Practice
have you
swings.
Ever, have you ever seen a cop where they put the strap around the wrist and then they do that flip
right.
with it? I
right.
start doing that. So it just feels right. So I go over to the guy who started screaming, "Do you know who I am?" Hi. I don't know who you are. Can you tell me what we're doing here?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I was brought here against my will.
But who are you? You kept saying, do you know?
I wasn't saying it to you guys.
I know.
I said it to him.
I know.
And it apparently terrified the guy.
Okay.
He kind of left that out.
But that's the point is, I don't know who you are. Who are you?
You can call me Mr. Marcone right now.
Okay.
And you're coming with us. You know how to use that stick?
I think.
All right. You're hired. Let's go.
You want a cookie?
No, thank you.
Okay, man.
Okay. So which way you go out?
You said two guys came in through the back door. I don't remember that from the last game, but two guys
came in. They came from opposite sides of the room.
Let's go out the back. Let's not walk out the front. Let's head up like the back to see if there's like an alleyway with maybe they park back there.
Okay. So you got the double doors.
Which one had the keys? The one that came in the front or the one that came out the back?
We'll say it's the guy who came in the front. Parking lot's in the front.
Parking lot's in the front.
We need to scout out and find out where the van is. I don't want to walk out there. There could be more of these guys.
I'll go look.
Let's not walk into an ambush.
I'll go look.
Want to walk out there?
I'll be unobtrusive. I'll do it.
He's pretty sneaky. Why don't we let him go?
I'll walk out.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
I've got my new pants on.
I've got my new pants.
I stole them.
Happy
pants.
They're
better than ones. And
honey.
I've got my robe on still, but it's turned around, so it fastens in front now.
What did you do with your old clothes?
I still got them in my bag.
Okay.
That's where the cookies are.
Okay.
Where are my pants?
I've left my clothes. I didn't want them.
And
okay.
Well,
you took your wallet and
yeah, all this
okay,
stuff.
Okay, so we go out the back, right? I mean, are you going to go look? Okay, you go look. We'll stand there and watch. I mean, we're going to peek out. We don't want to walk out in the.
Okay, so you go through the single door and it kind of leads down a hallway and opens up into the lobby where everybody was before, except for you. You were brought in a different way.
That's right. My limo came in through the back.
Right.
You know.
Anthony was brought in through the back.
As
semi-conscious.
As best I can remember.
Yeah. Okay, so you all.
Straight through as if I'm meant to be there. I just.
You walk into the lobby and it's completely empty.
Is it a wreck? I mean, does it look like anybody left hurriedly? Is there paper scattered?
No. No, just.
I take a look at the nurse's desk. Do I see anybody in the back?
Notice roll, like coffee still sitting there.
Make a notice roll.
One.
You walk over to the nurse's station and, you lean over to see what's going on in the nurse's station. And as you lean over, you knock over the cup of coffee that was sitting on the ledge by the keyboard and spill it all over the computer.
Uh-oh.
And the computer kind of goes zzzz and powers down.
Oops.
But next to the computer, you can see the monitor for that camera system that you saw when you walked in.
The old decrepit one.
The old decrepit one.
Is it working?
One. Yeah, it's on.
Is there anything outside there?
You can see that there is a view of the parking lot and there's a view of the back alley and there kind of cycles through some of the interior views.
Mm-hmm.
And as you sit there and watch it for a minute, you can see some cars in the parking lot in the main in the front entrance.
Right.
Back alley looks empty.
So there's no limo waiting in back.
No limo waiting in back. No.
Okay.
And as it cycles through the inside views, you can see some of the guys still walking around in their robes and getting dressed and whatever. But you don't see any nurses or doctors or anything like that. Okay.
But when it goes to the parking lot, I don't see anybody out in the parking lot.
When it goes to the view of the parking lot, you see, a lot of people kind of on the sidewalk, not in the parking lot, but like out on the sidewalk near the street. You see a lot of people kind of running back and forth.
Okay. I'll walk out the front doors.
Okay. You walk out the front door. Parking lot, the way you remember it, there's probably 4 or 5 cars still in the parking lot.
Is there a van still there?
Yeah, you see a van.
Does the van, I mean, is it?
Yeah, you go meep meep. Yeah, you click the thing and it. The fob and it clicks somewhere else. Yeah.
Do I hear screaming?
You notice, well, make a notice roll. Let's see what you notice.
2.
Okay, good. You notice that people seem to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
That some people are kind of running around, looking over their shoulder, kind of. Across the street, you see there is an electronics store. And in the window, there's a couple TVs.
Yeah.
3 or 4 TVs. And you see a crowd of people standing there looking at the glass.
Do we see any of this as well from where we are?
I'll go back in and report those.
Well, you guys stay in the lobby, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll go back in. guys, there's the van's outside. Something is going on across the street. There's a whole bunch of people looking in an electronics store. I don't know what's going on.
Do you see a TV in there?
There's a whole bunch of people standing in front of it, so no, I didn't see a TV.
Okay.
I walk across the street and look and see what they're looking at.
So do I. I move at the same pace that everybody else does. So I'm not leisurely and I don't sprint. I match whoever is walking over there, I match their pace.
Okay.
So not to stick out.
I'll go with them.
Okay. You guys walk across the street. As you get out in the parking lot, you see the same thing. You see people running around, bustling. I mean, there's a weird kind of vibe in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up on it right away. You know that.
Is it fear?
There is a lot of fear in the crowd. Yeah, okay. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of mistrust, maybe.
What's that feel like to never, to have never felt empathy?
Right.
And then to suddenly feel it.
Right.
Oh, man, I think I'd freak out.
Well, the thing about it is that I think I'm kind of mimicking there. So if they're scared, I'm kind of scared, too.
I think he's a little...
You feel emotions now.
You think you're a little overwhelmed now. I mean, like not knowing what to do.
Yeah, because you're not sociopathic anymore. You're empathic.
No, I know.
And you've never been empathic before. Well, what I'm asking you is,
yes,
is this worth a?
Of course it is.
A compel.
Instead. Of course it is. What are you going to compel me?
Oh, I'm not. What would you do? What would you do that?
Well, if you're compelling him, you're telling him what you want him to do.
Right.
And he either agrees to it or he doesn't.
Now, he can fish for one from the GM with his idea, but that would be a GM's trade.
Well, I'm just wondering what the complication would be.
That's you got to come up with a complication.
I think he runs over to the crowd, and he starts to give a speech to calm everybody down.
The crowd in front of the electronics store.
Yes, he wants... It's okay! I'm one of you.
So I can take it.
Yes. Or you can pay one and we both throw away a chip.
No. If he refuses it, he pays me, you keep yours.
No, I think I still lose mine. I think it costs me to pay it.
I don't think it does.
I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
Really? Because I think there has to be, because if
I compel you,
yeah,
then I offer you the chip. And you either accept it or you say no and you pay me a chip.
But you have an unlimited supply.
I have an unlimited supply. But the economy works the same way. If you try to compel somebody else, they either accept it or they refuse it and they pay a chip.
Well, see, that's something I don't understand is like, because I think the economy works is that it keeps players from just messing with people, just throwing stuff out just to see what sticks if it costs them a chip if they say no.
This is very important, it says, and it is bolded. If a player wants to compel another character, it costs a fate point to propose the complication.
Mm-hmm.
The GM can always compel for free, and any player can propose a compel on his or her own character for free.
I think it costs me regardless.
Okay.
Yep.
Now he can.
I don't read it that same way.
But it doesn't
read that same way to me.
Okay. Well, I think, I mean, do you agree with the interpretation that it costs me?
Yeah, because it costs a compel to propose it.
Yeah. I mean, unless we can't agree that that's a good idea. And what happens
Keep reading, though. What happens when you get to the part where they accept or they don't accept?
If he accepts, then I give him the chip. If not, I lose a chip for proposing something that he just feels.
Yeah, see, that's the sticky part. I agree that if he accepts, he gets the chip.
No, but... I think I still lose it. I think I still lose it, and we both lose a chip, and that way it just keeps people from just doing what I would do is just say, well, here, this is what you would do, and this is what you would do, and if they say no, well, they make them pay chips, and I've still got all my chips. I think there has to be a cost for me. If my idea I have to believe in my idea enough to pay a chip for it. There is
a cost for that. It's a GM saying that's not legitimate, keep your chip.
Yeah, but that's not a cost, and I keep doing it.
No, that's a cost to you trying to manipulate other people, not you, but I mean, in your example. If the GM does not agree, it's a legitimate compel, the GM tells you to behave, and the other person does not lose a chip.
Well, the other person doesn't lose a chip, but I think I would still lose the chip for proposing it.
That's the way you're reading it. That's not the way I'm reading it. I don't know which one's right.
That wasn't the way I read it either.
I mean, I think there's a cost to it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody can give us some clarity on this. But what do you think, Todd? Is this out of bounds, what I'm proposing?
No, I don't think it's out of bounds.
Okay.
But what goes wrong?
So far
you've decided what he does, but what goes wrong? That was what was missing.
What's the complication?
Right. That's what was missing from mine last week.
So what is it?
That's what's missing from yours right now.
He draws attention to himself in particular.
Well, see, that's one of the difficulties of player complication because What kind of difficulty? It's more a GM call.
Well, he's running into a mob that is.
I got this. We're
okay.
Good.
We're good. We're good.
I got the complication.
Okay, good. All right. So you accept?
I accept.
All right. I pay you the chip then.
Okay.
So everybody's in the parking lot at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just say that, Joe's character, Jackson, and Jason's character, Kent, are along for the ride at this point. Just so we don't have to come up with some crazy idea why they hook up later.
They hook up later?
With you guys.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, this isn't PG anymore. Okay, so,
we're staying there at the electronics store. There's a lot of crowd.
Well, David, you guys are in the parking lot. David bolts across the street.
Oh, I go with him.
Okay, well, David bolts across the street. You run over to the crowd in front of the electronics store.
Just overcome with emotion.
Overcome with emotion. You're, Tom, you're running with him?
Tom, I won't run. I'll follow along behind.
You follow along, okay. And then you...
I stand going, what? He's got the keys. I go after him because he's... Hang on.
Tom.
Tom's got the keys. And, yeah, Tom's got the keys, so I'm going after him.
Okay, so you run after Tom.
Yes.
Dr. Basil?
I'm going to go see what's on the TVs.
Okay, like, so you go...
Give me the keys. We need the keys for the van.
Okay. All right. David, you are the first on scene. You see a crowd of about maybe 15, 20 people, and they are just shoulder to shoulder watching the TV monitors. And you can hear the sound a little through the glass. And you pick up instantly that some of the crowd.
What kind of TV is this? I mean, this is like 2024. It's like a little wooden TV, like in the 40s or the 50s. Everybody gathered around. Like,
it's the whole window.
Yes. These are OLED. And so they're micro thin. They're like hanging on the wall. There's one that's like portrait style. So it's like 3 feet tall and, you know, 2.5 feet wide. 2 feet wide.
Like a bathroom mirror.
Yeah, like a bathroom mirror kind of thing, yeah.
Door mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you get a sense of the crowd, and you realize that a couple people in the crowd are really, really afraid. And most of the crowd is really incensed.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
What do you say to them?
Oh.
Let's hear that rapport.
I shove my way through. I push my way through.
So you get in front of all of them between
them and
the TV.
I get all of them in front of them and the TV.
Right. So he's between, and the crowd is between us and him.
Right.
Awesome. I love this.
So
I'm pretty much ignoring him and trying to see what's going on the TV.
Right. We're going to come to that in a second.
I hold my hands up in the air. Calm down. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. We can solve this. And as I'm saying this, I start realizing that I'm standing there like some big, you know, giant eagle or something with my
oh great bird.
Yeah, I mean, arms up in the air, and then I pull him down because that
you're the Rio Jesus.
Yeah, that really made me nervous. And then
Rio Jesus.
And then I look in my left hand because my hands are kind of in fists, and my knife's in my left hand.
Uh huh.
And okay. Oh no. That no. And I shove it in my pocket, and then I start talking again, and I go, "Listen, everybody. You just have to calm down. You have to calm down because we can't get overexcited." And as I realize now, I'm taking the baton and I'm slapping it in my hand. And I'm just...
So you had a knife in one hand and a baton in the other?
Yeah. And now I'm... Ladies and gentlemen, we just need to turn around and leave. This is upsetting everybody. There's nothing to see here.
Okay. Let's make a roll.
What kind of roll?
Rapport.
Okay.
Let's make a roll.
Let's make a roll. Let's see what happens.
All right. So I roll the skill level.
Do you have rapport, Bundy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you roll your four dice and add that to your skill level.
Was that rapport, comma?
Oh,
Bundy?
You add that
to your
skill level.
Comma,
yes.
Bundy?
Okay. Right. You're looking for a three here.
Okay.
Wait. Three?
That would be good.
Good, yeah. It's a pretty big crowd. It's
good. It's good.
I know exactly what I want to do.
Ooh, minus one.
Two.
You got a two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're looking for a three. You can succeed with a complication.
Or you got an aspect you can hit.
Or a stunt.
Yeah, you got a stunt.
Well, I think you could definitely tap empathic. Tap is the wrong word.
Invoke.
You can invoke empathic.
Well, I think you, yes, invoke. You invoke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can invoke empathic for plus two or reroll the dice.
But a plus two would put you at a positive, which would get you a success.
Four, yeah. So what's the, if I sit there and I take a complication, what happens then? I fail and then I get whatever you say?
Well, right. Yes.
Okay.
You're going to succeed at a major cost is what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's more interesting for what's going to happen.
Well, of course.
So how explain for me how the steps work again.
How
it steps up.
If you tie.
Yeah.
So I told him he needed a three. Let's say he got a three. If you tie, you succeed at a minor cost.
Okay.
Okay. If you succeed with one or two shifts, then you get whatever it is you wanted.
Okay.
If you succeed with three or more shifts, that's style, and you get to take the narrative and talk about how cool you were and how you did whatever and whatever happens next.
And this being an overcome, he could also add a boost to the scene.
Right.
Which is a one-shot aspect. Mm-hmm.
Are there any aspects on this scene that you'd be willing to tell us about at this point?
Incensed.
Incensed crowd.
Incensed.
Okay, incensed crowd.
What do you think?
Is there a lot of confusion with a lot of people running around?
There's
confusion?
Also an air of panic.
Air of panic.
Yeah,
okay. Air of panic too. And incensed mob.
Spell incensed.
I-C-E-N-S-E-D.
Yeah.
I-N-C-E-N-S-E-D.
Is that right? No, I-N-C-E-N. Sorry, I-N-C-E-N-S-E-D. Incensed.
R-E-A-S-P-T-C.
Find out what it means. Okay.
I would like a chance to make this even worse.
What do you mean?
How's this?
He can invoke the scene against. Yeah, I mean, no, he can.
Well, I would like an opportunity to make this. I'm calling for a fate chip because my high concept is kleptomaniac.
Uh-huh.
Drifter. I'm gonna steal somebody's wallet.
You want to steal somebody's wallet?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to that in a second.
Oh.
Well, that's not for the scene though, right? Yeah. I mean, that's.
Well, it's for the scene, but it's not necessarily for this role.
Yeah. Right. He's not jumping on Todd's roller.
So now, how can I take the plus two as an invoke one of my.
Right. You figure out which one of your aspects might come into play in this circumstance, like empathic because you're trying to calm the crowd.
Well, wait a minute, because empathic is what sort of got him into the situation.
Yeah.
No, he got into the situation because he wanted to.
You compelled him.
I compelled the empathic. So he can't use that to counterbalance it.
Well, yeah, of course.
Sure you can. This is a different role. On any role.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. On any role, you can invoke each aspect that fits.
Mm-hmm. Once,
and then if you have...
Yeah, but there wasn't a role. It was just to put him in.
Well,
that
no, that's because you
right,
compelled
exactly.
him.
Right, you compelled the.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he can't
it's
use his
It's a separate
empathy.
Thing, though.
And
okay.
He can use his empathy to help him out.
So I'll use it for a plus two. Is that correct?
You want to invoke empathy.
Empathy.
Yes.
To succeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that will give me a four.
Okay.
Great.
So you succeed with one shift, so you get what you want at no cost.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, since we've already established that the crowd is incensed, you could have, the GM could have invoked that to make his life more difficult.
To make
right?
it a five instead of a four.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Which he's thinking about doing.
Well,
we're still playing with these rules. So, I mean, Doug looks like he would like that to happen.
Well, there's some more information you're going to get here, though. So David stands up in front of the crowd. He gives his impassioned speech to tell them to calm down, that we just need to calm down and disperse. Basil, you come running up, and you see on the TV that they're all tuned to the same news broadcast. And You see a senator who's standing up on a podium, and he's talking about the recent Supreme Court ruling, and he's talking about what a great day it is for America because the Supreme Court has ruled in a vote of
5-4.
5-4.
How big?
Do you want it to be lopsided?
How many do you, I mean, do you want it?
There's nine justices. Yeah. That's what I'm pointing to you. There's nine justices.
There are nine justices, yes.
There can actually be more or fewer.
Oh yeah?
There's nine.
Yeah, okay. And not in our lifetime will there be more.
Right.
No, or fewer. Well, except for the few cases where someone's dead and they haven't appointed anyone yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that's all we need is a 4-4 split.
Yeah.
On everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yay. In a vote of 6-2 with one abstaining, that the Supreme Court has ruled that-
6-2, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're playing a fantasy game.
Yeah, there you go. Money talks. That, the Supreme Court has ruled that, citizens that were augmented with a neural autofocus, are no longer a protected class.
What?
And in fact, because of their mental advantage for the autofocus, they can't legally enter into contract because they have the unfair advantage in business dealings.
How would we have an unfair advantage?
Make a notice roll. And you ran up.
I was chasing him, so I'm like right at the back of the crowd.
Make a notice roll, Tom.
Me too.
No, your back's to the TV.
Oh.
I got a 3, good.
Roy got a rock.
I got a 4.
Okay.
I have a 2 at the moment. What are we?
2's good. We'll go with 2. So the 3 of you, as you're coming up on the TV.
Why don't you hit that mic again? I think that's good.
Let's roll them on the table, bud. As you run up and you see the senator,
right, let Doug go.
You see the senator giving a speech. You notice the bodyguards behind him?
Yeah.
All have the tattoo in their hand.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to go near those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Buss. I thought he was, mind was all better. Now he's ignoring me. I don't know what's going on with it. Dr. Buss.
So that's not his name. He doesn't own the Lakers.
Yo, Doc.
What? Yes?
Smart guy.
What?
Look at the guards. Look at their hands.
Yeah.
Do you see what I see?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call you the night wind, but yes, I do.
I got it.
Like that.
I got that same tattoo, man.
Yes, I did notice that.
Okay, so the crowd, you can hear the people muttering in the crowd.
They sound like they're mad about this, or they're mad about something else. Are they mad about the decision?
Or are they
getting excited
about the decision because now they get we're no longer a protected, and by protect, not longer a protected class, it means like
we're no
open
longer
season.
Human.
That's exactly what I was
open
saying.
Season is that the new aspect? Open season.
Open season. That'd be a good game aspect. Yeah, open season. Somebody in the crowd, you notice one guy says he turns to his friends around him and he says, He says, one of those amps, they live in the apartment next to mine. So we're going to go get him out of there. We're going to take him out of it. Let's go. Come on. We'll go get him. And they start wandering off. And you notice a couple people in the crowd who are actually amped, who kind of pull their hat down over their head a little bit or put on some sunglasses. You have a port right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have
like like a USB port right here in your head.
It's like a...
Okay. Like a little antenna that sticks out and goes beep, 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 beep.
You got a tiny little rubber nub sticking out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's a maintenance port for the...
Yeah, a rubber nub.
Okay.
For your autofocus.
Nubbin.
So you might notice a couple of them kind of... put on some glasses and maybe kind of start slinking away. When the two guys are all like, yeah, let's go get him, and they leave, you kind of see the rest of the crowd. Some of them walk after him, and the rest of them kind of disperse. So now you're all standing there alone-ish. People are still kind of running around, though, on the sidewalks.
So you say there was a van.
Give me the keys.
Here you go, Jack. Throw them right at you.
I take
Jack's
the keys.
Jack's over there.
Mm.
Yeah. I take the keys.
Jack's by the van.
I say, I'm going to the van now.
It's a good idea, man. Let's get out of here.
Before, in fact, and I start to, and I walk faster, jog, run back to the van.
Okay.
Good idea. Let's get off the streets. Come on. Come on, Dr. Bus.
And, I'm so, well, I don't know, maybe this is too much, so overcome with my paranoia that because I'm paranoid now, because I'm abandoned to my paranoia, that I draw attention to us from the crowd as I go, hey, those guys are amped.
Pointing at who?
Me? Us. Us as we're, me and us.
Oh,
me
you're and, not pointing.
Well, as, yes, as we're, as I am running to the van.
Okay, we can see where this goes. Sure. So Anthony starts running towards the van, screaming.
And I received a chip for that for the listeners at home and keeping score. So
you run to the van screaming, we got to get out of here, and they're out to get us.
Get him, like, wait a minute, hang on. Here we go.
Okay. It's not this one. It's not this one.
Push the button. Push the other button.
It's not.
It's the other button.
The button's not working.
It's the big button. Press the big button. Boop, boop.
Okay, so you start
the panic button.
Okay, that's it. So you run over to the van and you're like, "We gotta get out of here because they're coming to get us." And you hit the alarm.
Oh, on the van. Nice. Okay.
So the van starts going whoop 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 whoop, and the two guys that were like, "We're gonna go back to that apartment," they stop and they look over to see what's going on.
Oh, we've attracted the Walking Dead. Nice.
And the guy who was all mouthy before yells, hey, there's an amp over by that van. Let's get him.
Get in the van.
And a couple of the good old boys start walking towards you.
Okay.
They don't like us.
No, they definitely do not like you.
No, they don't like us. Get in the car.
Get in the van and leave.
I've never driven a car because I'm the son of the Don, and I drop the keys.
Driving is a skill.
Oh, wait. I do have drive, sorry. Okay. Darn it.
I don't.
I was trying to get...
I don't.
Well, you have it. It's just mediocre.
Well, no,
I have it at zero. You have every skill. You just have
I'm a really good driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
I will, because I'm the son of the Don, and generally I don't. This is freaking me out. I don't have people actually like coming at me to kill me. Generally, that I know of. I drop the keys.
Okay. So you drop the keys. The alarm's still blaring on the van. The two good old boys are coming across the parking lot.
Kick them under the
now.
Van. They're like,
Is this the guy that was saying something to? What was he saying earlier?
My neighbor's one of them dirty amps. Yeah. Let's go get that guy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So David, you see the two good old boys coming across and you sense they have bad intentions.
Okay. They have bad intentions.
They have bad intentions.
So do I.
It's time to let the freak out.
Yep. So I go after him.
Okay. So you run back across the street to the van.
No, to them.
Well, they're in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
The van,
yeah, so. I go straight to those guys.
You're running to intercept them.
I run them to intercept, yeah.
Okay. Basil, what are you doing?
I quickly grab the keys and unlock the van.
Okay. So you're going to run over and grab the keys to the van. All right. Tom?
I went in that van right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went in that van. But...
So you're going to try to beat Basil to the keys?
No. I'm going to try to calm down the raging dude that's coming after us to kick our ass.
Okay. How do you want to do that?
One person, many faces. Okay. Hey, don't you live in that building right over there with the guy that the amp guy? I mean,
what's his name?
What, the amp guy? Or am I trying to
the guy you're trying to calm down?
Yeah, well,
you know him.
In the aspect, you actually know, right?
You know him. Yeah, you know him.
Whenever you meet someone new, you can under the
establish a connection.
Yeah, using deceive instead of rapport.
Right.
You can spend a fate point to declare that I've met that person before, but under a different name and identity.
And you just spent the fate point.
It's Bob.
You're like Eddie Murphy rolled around on that board in.
But
yeah,
and you were a different person,
right?
Yeah.
How does Bob know you?
Bob knows me because you know we both live downtown.
So how do you know Bob?
You know me. You know we ride the bus every day. You know you see me. Everything's cool, right?
And he knows you as.
James.
James.
Yeah, we spent some time over at the Taco Bell. You know, next to the Taco Bell, craps games, Wednesday nights, about 2 a.m. Come on, man. Calm down. Everything's okay.
Okay, so the stunt lets you...
You've changed, man. You've changed.
Let's calm down. It's all right. We're getting out of here. Create a situation aspect to represent your cover story, and you can use deceive in place of rapport whenever interacting with that person. My intention here is to try and get him to calm down.
Okay. And what's the aspect you want to put on this?
Don't kick my ass.
I'm not that guy.
Not amped. Yeah. This guy ain't.
No, I don't know
not,
that.
But. Here's not the droids we're looking for.
not the amp you're looking for.
Not the amp you're looking for.
Not the amp.
Yeah, I figure I'm not going to be able to convince him I'm not amped. I'm wearing a medical gown still, and my head.
You're standing in
shaved.
Front of the.
I'm standing in front of the amp.
Gray
the place.
Institute.
Yeah,
right.
And I've
home
been
of the auto amp.
Yeah. No, literally, don't kick my ass.
Okay.
You know, I want him to calm down so he doesn't want to kick my ass.
Okay. Let's figure out what order people are going to go in here.
Okay.
We're all trying to cross the parking lot to the van. Let's make athletic rolls to see what order we're going in.
We actually don't roll for initiative. You just compare stats.
Oh, yeah, he's right. You just compare stats.
Yes, right. Exactly. Who's got what for athletics?
Zero.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Okay.
Ha ha!
So, David goes first.
That's not my character. He's not, it's jump, not what he jump, would do.
Jump, jump. And then we go to a baton. Secondary stat for the ties.
Right.
Boom, 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 boom. I have the baton in my right hand and I look down and I got my knife in my left.
Okay.
Whack. Just pick one. It doesn't matter.
So you're gonna whack the mouthy guy.
Yep.
Okay. Make a fighting roll.
Fighting roll. Of course, I don't have anything in fighting.
It'd be nice if you want to, like, mess with him. You say, you feel the pain when you hit him.
Ooh, that would be good.
Invoke empathetic. It hurts.
Ooh. Minus one.
Minus one. Oh, no.
I thought you had athletics.
I have athletics, but not fighting.
You're a sociopath and you don't know how to fight?
No.
How horrible is that?
It's opposed, so let's see what we get here.
You got beat up a lot as a kid, is that?
Probably.
It's a minus one there.
Okay, so it's a tie.
Well, he's got a zero, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are nobodies.
Now, on a tie, you don't cause any harm, but you get to put a boost on it.
Ooh. Here we go.
Okay, the boost is a one.
One shot.
You get to activate it free. It's a aspect that you put on him.
Right.
You get to activate it once for free. And then anybody else can pay or you can
give
away
your free. No, boost goes away after
one. Oh, after one time. Okay.
Okay, so now if I want to use a stunt, what do I need to do?
What's the stunt?
It depends.
Right. I've read about that. I can use, where is it?
That's for lore checks, right?
Yeah, you can spend a fate point to use lore in place of any other skill for one roll or exchange. provided you can justify having read about the action you're attempting.
Okay.
Rednecks are sensitive in their temple.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You would have asked John.
I would think that you need to do that before you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would think. But you could invoke an aspect if you want to spend a fate point here, if you want the success. I mean, right now.
So, is he putting the boost on him? The guy flinches?
Well, no, he has.
Right now, you're kind of winning. You haven't hurt the guy.
Right.
But you got the boost on him.
Okay.
Whatever you want the boost to be. I suggest that he turtles up or he flinches or.
Right.
Blind with rage.
Made you flinch.
Yeah, made you flinch.
two for flinching.
There we go. I like that. Two for flinching.
Gonna hit you. Gonna hit you.
Yeah, two for flinching. That's the aspect I'll put on him.
Okay.
And so that cost me a...
No.
Oh, okay.
Because you're tied, you get the boost for free.
Uh-huh.
You get to use it once, and then it's gone. Or you can give it to somebody else.
Nope. I'll use it.
Okay. So, for instance, if it was Tom's turn, and he was going to punch him, which seems unlikely...
No.
I'm going to say that redneck number one, Bob... Bob is flinching.
Okay, so Bob's the
Bob
one that...
Bob is flinching.
Bob is the one that David is fighting?
Yes.
Todd's character, okay.
Right. Tom got to name him. Roy got to name him, so call him Bob. Bob's friend sees the keys, and he's going to snatch him up. So it's going to be a contest between opposed roles between you and...
Actually, I never said I went for the keys.
Yeah, we said we were going
to... I dropped the keys, and I'm like...
No, I was saying I wanted to get in the van. You went.
Yeah, right. I think he's going for the key.
Okay.
Meaning Bill's character.
So we'll do opposed roles between Mook number two and Dr. Basil.
Between who and what?
Mook number two is going for the keys. You're going for the keys.
Okay.
So let's make that an opposed role.
Okay.
That's probably athletics, I think.
Yeah, it would seem.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a one.
Ooh.
Bill got a worse.
I got a negative one.
All right.
Let's see.
Jeff likes pain.
I like complications. It makes the game fun.
Actually, I think I'm going to try and do something weird.
Okay.
I think that the Don's son over there is so well recognized that this tough guy, clearly he's a criminal of some sort, knows that, and when he sees him as he tries to run for the keys, he hesitates, giving me a plus two. I'm using his aspect, and what happens is, after the scene is over, you get a fate point.
So you're going to compel his aspect.
No, I'm not compelling his, I'm invoking his aspect.
You're invoking his aspect.
To affect the scene.
Uh-huh.
Which will give me a plus two.
Okay.
Which will make me a one.
Up by one.
So how does that work that I get a fate chip out of that?
Because I'm using an aspect on your character sheet.
But doesn't that cause a complication for me?
No. That's an invoke. That's a compel. I'm invoking it.
You just don't get the chip.
If you use an aspect on someone's character sheet.
To affect a scene.
Or attached to their character sheet for some other, then at the end of the scene, they get a fate point.
Okay. So that gives you a one.
That'll give me plus two to my negative one, so yeah, one.
All right, right now you're tied.
Yep.
I'm going to spend my fate point.
Uh-huh.
And say he is incensed.
Incense crowd.
No.
Hmm?
No.
No?
Oh, well, yeah, incense. Yeah. He's incense from crowd. The incense crowd, right? And he doesn't care who that guy is right now. All he wants to do is...
He recognizes me, but he don't care.
He don't care. He just wants those keys. So that gives me a three.
Now, I can't jump in. I don't think I can jump in on this.
You can help on your turn by setting somebody else up. But
he could also invoke one of his aspects if it fit the scenario.
I don't think... Well, I could. I mean, I've got...
Like, you could have done your Dawn thing if I hadn't done it.
Right. And my other one is I owe Fast Jack a debt, but that doesn't apply to any of this. So, but what are the scenes? It's panic. Panic was one of the scene aspects.
Oh, right. The panic on the crowd. Mm-hmm. There's incensed.
I'm going to invoke panic on the scene, and there's too much pandemonium going on. He sees on the dawn. He doesn't really care, but wait a minute. Things are just getting way too crazy right now. He rethinks his position.
All right.
So I'm going to put a plus.
He fumbles his fumbles.
So he fumbles going for the keys to give a plus two to, it's not a minus two to him though, is it?
But it's a plus two to me.
It's a plus two to Bill.
To Basil.
Right. To Basil. Is it Basil or Basil?
Basil.
Basil.
Basil?
Basil? Okay.
I can call on the scene that there's panic in the scene and.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can invoke any of the aspects on the scene or on the game or.
To help someone else. Blatantly in the rules.
Okay.
Okay, so Bob's friend.
So did you pay it?
I did. I gave him the chip.
Bob's friend goes for the keys. He beats Basil to the keys. He looks up and he recognizes you, and he's kind of like, I don't care who that is, but everybody's running around and screaming, and he steps back a little bit to think about it, and he doesn't pick up the keys.
Okay.
Okay. So, Anthony, what are you going to do?
I'm going to provoke now at this point. I see him hesitate, and I go, that's right. You know who I am. You don't come at me like that. Well, you think I'm some kind of chump? You think I'm a clown? You're going to take me on the street? I don't think so.
Okay.
I will your family, your dog, your house, gone.
I will boil your bunny.
So I'm going to invoke.
Easy, cowboy.
All right. I'm going to invoke.
You're going to provoke.
I'm provoking him. I'm using weight of reputation.
Okay.
And I don't think I need to pay for that.
No.
Since he does recognize me. So I'm going to use my contacts instead of provoke.
Okay. So you're trying to create an advantage here.
Yes.
And what aspect are you trying to put on this guy? Fear of the dawn.
Yeah. Terrified.
Terrified of the dawn.
What did I put on the last guys? Did I say terrified last time? I don't want to be repetitive like that, but I want to be more imaginative with my adjectives. Shaken to his core.
Okay.
There we go.
Roll it up. Let's see what we get.
Come on, baby. Four.
Four.
And I don't get that chip until the end of the scene, right?
Right.
Okay.
The opposite, the counter for provoke is probably will.
I would think so.
I would think.
It would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Provoke.
It doesn't tell you what.
No. Okay.
It doesn't tell you what the counters are. It just tells you how you can use the skills. You got a four?
Yes.
You got style. You tell me what happens.
He goes. He looks at me, and he finally gets a really good look, and he goes, I want no part of you, man, no part of you at all, and he starts backing up. He starts walking backwards.
Okay. With the style, you get two free invokes on it.
Shaken to his core.
Yeah.
Two free invokes.
Okay.
So you can invoke it twice for plus four, or you can give him away.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't turn and run screaming or anything. I don't think I can do that.
No.
But he starts backing up and, you know.
Right.
So, okay.
Okay. Tom.
Backing away from me.
You're going for, unnamed Mook's wallet, or you're going for,
the one
Bob's
is backing
wallet?
Away.
Okay. Unnamed Mook's wallet.
Yeah. Unnamed Mook's wallet.
You're not going after Bob?
No, I'm going to get this guy because he's scared. As the guy's backing up, I bump him and lift his wallet.
Okay. Now, hold on before we think about this. What? Are you trying to create an advantage here, or you're trying to attack him and gain resources, or what are you looking for?
I'm stealing his wallet.
I think that's just an overcome.
Trying to overcome,
yeah.
Overcome the resistance of the wallet from coming out of his pocket.
Well, overcome is like using a skill to overcome an obstacle in the scene.
Like lifting someone's wallet.
Okay. All right, so what'd you get?
Well, right now I've got a five.
All right, and you're using burglary?
Yep. Pickpocketing.
You're looking at it? What's the defense against it?
It's not really a conflict skill, so there's not a lot of opportunity to use it to defend. Attack burglary isn't used for attacks. Create an advantage.
Overcome.
As stated above, burglary allows you to overcome any obstacle related to theft or infiltration, bypassing locks and traps, pickpocketing and filching, covering your tracks, and other activities all fall under the purview of this skill. Doesn't say what is
opposed. We'll just make it notice. I think notice is probably good. So you can see that you're trying to pick his pocket.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
One. What did you get?
Five.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You take his wallet.
Okay.
You take his wallet, and he kind of turns to you now, and he's like, hey, give me that back.
He didn't.
But he succeeded, though.
I succeeded.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, but
I overcame by four, right?
Three. No, I got you. Yeah, with style. So you got style on it.
If you succeed, you get your goal.
Right.
Which obviously would be not to be noticed.
Right.
Pickpocket and not be noticed.
Okay.
So I get his wallet.
And with style, he, under overcome, he would add add a boost.
Yeah, you get to put a boost on him. So tell us what happens. In the sense of how your aspect is going to make sense here.
My aspect is going to make sense.
The boost, it's an aspect.
Your boost.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the boost.
Still unseen? Unnoticed?
Yeah, unnoticed by him. I mean, I do it well enough that even though I bump him, he doesn't get a good look at me. He doesn't know who I am right away.
Okay. So
I've got his wallet.
You bump him and pick his wallet, and you do it with such finesse that he doesn't even know you're there.
Right.
Okay. Okay, good. So back at the top.
I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you make it look like Bill did it. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Sorry, Bill. So, Dr. Basil, what are you doing?
I grab the keys and unlock the van.
Okay. You go for the keys, and he's going to try to stop you.
Okay.
Who's trying to stop him?
Shake into his core.
Unnamed Mook.
Yeah. He could try.
No.
But yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, there's active resistance on this. So he's trying to overcome and get the keys, but right. There is active resistance.
We're both going for the keys.
Right.
And we're still both going for keys. The first time it was his action. Now it's my action.
He's got tons of bonuses here.
Yeah.
That could be played.
Could be played if you're kind.
Yes. Well, you can invoke the aspect if you want to pay the point.
I could pay the point, yeah.
Yeah.
He could also give me free, and I could get a potential
plus. And we'll see what happens.
Very true.
All right, so let's roll athletics here.
Yay. Remember earlier when I said I wasn't the athletic guy?
Minus one.
Oh!
Ooh.
What'd you get, three?
No, a two.
Two. Not bad.
He almost got a Yahtzee.
So.
That style.
All right.
You beat him by three?
You got a minus one.
You not going to invoke anything, or?
I already got style.
Well,
he can.
I mean, that's the thing. You don't have to accept those roles. I mean,
I know.
See, I think that's one of the things we forget in this game.
We're getting back to the physical part of that. I'm saving my five for when he starts doing the punching.
Oh, I see how it comes.
Getting the keys? Yeah, that's fine. You can have the keys back.
But you can compel him anyway for free later.
You can compel for free, but you can't invoke. He can't invoke. He only has so many resources to invoke.
Right.
Yeah, but he can still compel to pummel him later.
No, I can't compel to give you a negative two. Those are the,
still an invoke.
I can't compel you to make your roll worse. I can only compel you to take an action.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The compel for the minus two is a different rule set.
Is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bummer. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Basil, you have the keys now.
Yep.
Back at the top. So David.
And since I got style, can I already have the, unlocked,
oh, absolutely. What do you...
Unlocked and those who are not present already shuffled in.
So you want to put the aspect on the van that the doors are open and loaded?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Loaded with people? No, we're just...
Jackson and Kent are in the van now.
Jackson and Kent?
The people who
Jackson
are not here tonight.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fast Jack.
Right.
David, what are you doing?
I hit him again.
Okay. He's still kind of flinching.
You got your boost.
So what's...
You don't need to call the boost yet.
Oh, okay.
After we roll, if you're not happy with the roll,
you can
invoke an aspect. You can invoke the boost.
You can invoke two for flinching to give you plus two or a reroll or... Right?
Ready?
Yep.
Ooh. Minus one.
That'd be a negative one, Alex.
I got a one.
I use the boost to tie.
Okay.
So he's now flinching back, and you get a good punch at him.
I get a pop at him.
But that's not... That
makes a tie.
Him. Yeah.
No damage happens. He just gets to put another boost
unless
on.
Unless you've got something else you want to add. Does the stick give him a bonus? Hitting him with a stick? Or
there's no weapons in this game.
No.
It's all flavor.
Yeah, but can he invoke, like, the stick? It's like... bonk on the head, you know. I want to invoke the stick. I want to, you know, use the stick and pay to get a plus two from this hitting him with the stick.
It has to have an aspect to be able to do that. And at this point, he doesn't have an aspect for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no weapons in this game.
Yeah, but weapons can have aspects. Everything has aspects.
Yeah, can good, have aspects, yeah.
Good. Can. Mm-hmm. That's good. What I'm asking. I mean, okay. So do you have something that would...
No, not really.
Taking out the trash?
Yeah, and I'm better and I know it. Taking out the trash, I'll use that one.
That sounds like really fits in this case.
Yeah, taking out the trash does.
Yeah, you have to pay for that one.
And I do.
I'll have the pan now.
Clang.
I'm plus two.
we'll need it next week. We'll be playing this game next week.
Plus there you go.
One.
No, I used it before. I'm actually a net plus two.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Nice to meet you, Annette.
Yeah.
All right, so your total's two?
Yes. Well, my total is actually three now.
Total's three.
Which is a net plus two over him.
Okay. So you crack him in the head with the bat, and he drops right in front of you. You knock him out.
Ha ha! And then a wave of remorse comes over me.
Why did I do that?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why did I do that? Anthony.
Well, is there a complication from your wave of remorse?
Not yet. Not yet.
He picks him up and goes, why? Why?
Well.
I mean, you can suggest your own complication.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Bro. I don't have one.
I'm saying...
It's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Did the mooks go before we went?
I thought they went before us last time, but
yes. Oh, they did, right. Yes, thank you. So, unnamed mook.
Cause Bob is down.
Bob is down. I think unnamed mook is gonna turn tail and try to run. No, unnamed mook will go down fighting. He turns to David and he says,
saw his buddy get,
saw his buddy drop, right?
Oh! Here's the cut. Here we go. You're so overcome with remorse, you don't see the haymaker coming.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take that one.
Okay. So he turns to you and he's going to...
I mean, can I give him that or is it just... Or do you just do it for plus two or... I give it to him and it gives them a plus two or something. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't see it coming, right?
I was going to compel it anyway. Here, take back your point.
Oh, okay.
So,
Jeff's a bit eager to get rid of his fate points.
Yeah, cause.
No, I like compelling. I like, him. It's a 2-hour game. I like throwing them away, man.
But it's not really how they work with the plus two and stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, me too, right. Actually.
When you compel it, you suggest the course of action and he agrees to it.
Right. We're putting the aspect on him that he is so overcome with grief. I mean, his own idea. I think it's worth it that he's now distracted. He's got that aspect on him that he is overcome with remorse. Not that he doesn't see it coming, but it can be, can use that against
him. Right, but that's not what Compel does.
Right. I know. Yeah. Well.
You don't put an aspect on somebody. You suggest a course of action.
Right. And his course of action, he already said it. And I think that you were going to give it to him anyway, but I think to actually use it, you can pay then to invoke that.
Well,
that part.
Right.
But there's no aspect established.
I was going to invoke empathy on him to get the bonus to crack him in the skull.
Okay.
Which wouldn't give him a point though.
At the end of the game, at the end of the scene, it does.
Yeah.
Right.
Same as with you.
Right. So put that token back on the table.
Okay.
And I gave you back yours.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to crack you for dropping his buddy.
I hope nobody is listening to this to find out how to play this. How to play fake core.
If you figure it out, let us know.
Yeah.
So he's going to crack you in the head.
So do I roll anything or he just does it?
No. It's opposed to athletics.
Okay. Athletics?
Or post-fighting.
Fighting.
I'm sorry. Fighting versus... It's fighting versus athletics.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
He's making a fighting against you. Okay. You're defending with athletics.
Okay.
Todd's at a minus one.
I'm at a zero.
Okay. Well, with the invoke on you for empathy, so you feel bad about what his friend did.
Yeah.
About what you did to his friend. Mm-hmm. And so when he goes to punch you, you kind of turn your chin into it like, I probably deserve this. Which gives him the zero. And I will invoke incensed to get a two.
Okay.
You going to let him get any of those? The free invoke?
Oh, that's right. He is.
This is a shaking to his core.
Yeah, he's shaking to his core.
He's still shaking to his core.
He is.
So I'm gonna.
You release him.
You can. You can give him 4 points.
Yeah.
It's a 2-hour game.
I'll give him, well.
It's 9 o'clock.
Well now, what is the current rating?
Right now he's ahead by two.
Yeah.
This would make a tie.
No.
Yeah.
If you invoke it twice.
What I'm saying is if I invoke it once.
It's tied.
It's tied, yes.
If I invoke it twice, you're winning.
Right.
If you invoke it once, it's a tie and.
He gets the boost.
No, he gets the boost.
Right. Yeah, he gets the boost on Todd. I'm sorry.
The GM
gets
a boost on Todd. Right.
I'll do both.
Okay.
I shook him to his core.
Okay.
He is. So I'll use them both. It's.
Okay, so you turn your chin into it like, I don't deserve this. And he goes to punch you. He just can't seem to do it. He just can't hit you with your eyes closed and your chin up in the air.
He rears back, he catches me looking at him like, don't even think it.
Yes, right. Right, he catches Anthony out of the corner of his eye and he can't bring himself to do it now. Okay, so that brings us to Anthony.
I get in the van.
Okay. You just get in the van. Are you driving?
No, I Yes.
Yes.
If he's opened the door, if he's not in the driver's seat, you didn't get in, right? I thought he got in.
Not yet.
I thought Bill got in.
You didn't get in.
I unlocked it.
I get in. I say, thank you. I take the key. I get in.
You get in the driver's seat.
Yes, I get in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Well done, doctor. Hey, good job. Good job, doctor.
Tom, what are you doing?
That's kind of.
I get in the car. I get in the back seat, though.
You get in the back. Okay. Dr. Basil.
Oh, and I'll yell for him. I say, come on, let's go.
Hey-yo, hey-yo.
Bill?
I want to get in the van, but I'm interested in compelling this mook's shaken to his core to make him run away.
Okay. Yeah, you could provoke him to run, sure.
No, I'm thinking compel his aspect currently shaken to the core to make him decide to just run away. And people are filming it with their cell phones.
Now does that
I
is that like compelling an aspect but then you give your chip to the GM to use later?
I compelling, think it would be in that case.
Because you're compelling his aspect for a story
on a character.
Or on a character for a story effect, but I think would that mean that you just give him a chip, his guy runs away, but then he's got the chip to use against Slater?
It doesn't say anything like that in the book.
Well, it's like if I said that about your character, I'd say here's your chip and the complication is you run away.
Right, but nothing in the book says the GM gets chips from compels, from being compelled. I don't have a problem with it per se, but it's your making.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Right.
I
mean, it's not something that I've seen in the book.
I don't remember reading anything about players compelling NPCs.
I think anyone can be compelled if they have an aspect.
Sure. No, I think so.
It still probably costs a chip, though. But
yeah.
Yeah, it would definitely cost me a chip.
Sure. I'll let you compel him. So what do?
I get in the van, and he thinks better. I'm just compelling. I'm not forcing him. That'd be a skill check. I'm just compelling his aspect. He's shaking to his core. He's, I couldn't punch this guy. That guy's the Don's son. Yeah, I'm going to run now.
Okay. So, unnamed Mook, realizes this is a losing proposition and he turns tails and runs. And that's where we'll call it.
So now that scene would be over. So those people who have
All right.
Fate. Well, okay. But we don't get anything. Right? I mean, we're not going to get these next game, right?
You know, that's what you have.
I'll let you carry it to the next game.
Oh, does it carry over?
Sure.
I still have two.
Fate definitely carries over. Refresh brings you up to your refresh if you're under it. If you're over it, you go to the next session with more.
Right.
Okay.
I believe that is correct.
So you start the next game with 3 then instead of 2, and you start the next game with 4 instead of 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because since it's the end of the session, he's letting you carrying him over
to the next scene.
We'll be in.
I'll let you carry it to the next scene. Okay, so end of the session, you get a minor milestone. The minor milestone lets you,
change 2 skills.
Let's change 2 skills. It lets you, change out a stunt. It lets you rename an aspect that's not your high concept. Is there something else?
Can I switch? Oh, a plus one for another plus one?
Any plus one. Anything that's not on your list, you can change with a plus one.
Right. You can swap out any plus one skill for another skill.
I want to switch out because
I can't change out a plus two or plus three or plus four?
No, that is a major. That's the next level milestone. That's not a major milestone.
Medium.
That's a whatever the next one is.
I had provoke. I've got provoke plus one. I don't know why because I always use the stunt to do it.
Right.
So I'm going to get rid of provoke and replace it with will.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we'll end for tonight. Say goodnight, kitties.
Good night, kitties.
Good night, all.
Kitties.
Good night.
Sweetheart.
Well, it's time to go.
A short episode this time around, since we sort of hijacked Doug's narrative, playing around outside the clinic with the crowd and everything, and we didn't actually have time to get to Elysium this night. Next time, though. We promise. As for our schedule, there won't be a game episode released next week. I had some real-world issues that killed the game for us this week, and if we can record anything, it's going to be a side-hop episode. How about some more TV talk, right, Felix? Or a chat about Downs? That'd be great, right? Hello? Hello? Is this thing still on? Let us know what sorts of side hop chats you would prefer. And don't forget to let us know. Titanic or Man of Steel? Voicemail us 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RUSACGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is @RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Amped is copyright 2013 Daniel H. Wilson. Fate Core is copyright 2013 Evil Hat Productions, LLC.